This is my true nature at work. I like you, and I want to be relaxed with you. Shit, this is my true nature. I don't like to fight with you. I don't like to see you hitting on each other. I love you very much.
I think you ought to be able to
$3,000? That's a heavy drunk. Shit. What'd you say?
I think you ought to be able to do it more often without people passing judgment.
If I got drunk more often, you'd all die, but not necessarily in the proper order. No, I just chat with you. I love you all. I can't think of a soul I don't like tonight. That shows you what I'm really like down deep. I'm glad for the experience. Excuse me, Stephen. But in the future, when you give me that to lower my blood pressure, please be sure you don't put it on an empty stomach that hasn't eaten all day. That's kind of foolish. As anybody knows out there this drink, that's a good way to get an instant drunk. What'd you say there, Diane? You get sick? I ain't got that yet. Okay, now, what the hell are we going to do if it's a white night and we aren't to it? What are we going to do? We going to commit revolutionary suicide? We got a few more minutes to discuss that. Or are we going to go out and start a fucking war? And which ones should you write up that you think? I'm seeing cross-eyed, but I still got my mind together. Which ones do you think should be trusted? Which elite would you vote on? I'd like all of you to vote on your paper whether it should be trusted to go back to take care of some of these sons of bitches that have tried to do all this. How many remember Night and Day? You ought to remember Night and Day what they've done. What have they done? They tried to get Brian Bouquet in trouble for marrying a black woman, Tim Stone and that bunch. And even all of them in it, they're all together. How many all know the enemies? What's the class enemies? How many know them? Who know them? Do you all know them? The ones in the open. Grace Stone, Tim Stone, Walter Jones, Gary Lambert, all the Myrtles, all the Olivers, Liz Foreman, Mickey Touche, Suzanne Jones is back there behind the scenes, you can bet your ass, my daughter. Mike Cartmell's back there behind the scenes, too, because the reason we know that, I usually look over there, expect to find Christine, where in the hell is she? You ought to do that, Christine. What the fuck you move on me for tonight? I have to orientate myself and know where folk are, love. That's good. Oh, I know you're there, sweetheart. I love you. But she loves Mona, and so does Sandy, and I've spent a lot of nights of guilt, and so does Ava, and all this shit, and I'm pissed with them, because Suzanne wouldn't know to try to get in there and try to get Mona if she didn't know what they were up to by trying to block them from getting her in the court. And I still want to know, attorneys, and I'm not that drunk, if there isn't some goddamn way, in spite of hell, that we can't sneak her out, you know how, by other measures, using other vehicles, if you follow me. And what's the repercussions thereof? And I'm still not too drunk to remember tonight Mercy Perkins's daughter up in Oregon. Has she been told to move? She might get the privilege to stand down here and see. I said one sister told me today, said 2 days here was worth dying for. That was sweet. I don't know which one told me that. 2 days here. How many feel that way? How many feel like 2 days was worth dying for? I see you back there, honey. May see two of you, but I see you. I'll tell you the truth. I'd like to give her a chance to be here. See, the mind's going on. Now, the question I just asked prior to that was some solution to that situation with Mona. It should never gone, like I told him in the first place, should never gone to court. That's what I told him in San Francisco. The owner should have followed my instruction. That should have never gone through the goddamn courts. They should have just picked her up and taken her. That'd have been the solution to that. Right. Everybody has to do things just, legal, and proper. And she wasn't alone. There were some others agreed with her, too. Right. Fuck this. Fuck it. They never would have missed her. That system don't give a shit about somebody that's handicapped. And black, they don't give a shit about them. We hadn't brought her to their attention. I knew that from the beginning. Shouldn't have brought her to their attention. Now we got her to everybody's attention. I'd like to know how to get her out of everybody's attention. I know, but they didn't listen to me. They argued on it. I didn't. I said from the beginning, you ought to try to bring her in here. As I brought somebody in here, I ain't going to tell all my secrets about it. I ain't that drunk. All right. What else we got to get finished? We got to find out what the hell happened with the Russians and the Cubans today, and we got to find out what happened with the governmental leader in charge while Burnham's in Russia. And fuck the Attorney General, son of a bitch. They want to come here, they can get shot. I can take care of him anyway. Fuck all the USA. I hope they come in here, goddamn them. We'll let the whole world know on the short wave. That's interesting. Have you got any copy on that short wave at all? And as I said, I'm drunk. Is there any copy on that short wave at all? Any copy? That'd be nice if they'd block, if have some way to block us off from all copy when the last time comes. You got the East Coast. That's good. That's good. That's something to consider. Well, we'll have our antenna set to go an opposite way than they expect us to go sometime, too. We can get another antenna. We got to get those goddamn radios in. What else did I say we got to get? We got to get a PA system in here so we don't put hold on. You chaps have done a good job, and I love you for holding this one PA system together, but this is silly ass. Well, let's see what we can buy tomorrow in terms of a PA system. Without communications, you're dead. So if you want to start any shit tonight, Father may be drunk and blurry-eyed, but he's on the ball. And my drunk's about over, unfortunately. Isn't that awful? How long did my drunk last? 15 minutes? It's eating on the little bit of food that I put down there. The okra. And the water's mixing with it. What a shame. What a shame. Only I think that last part's still about to hit me. So what I remembered, I took another dose. So where's the more? I'll take a little bit more of that food. That's a goddamn shame. Why can't I get drunk tonight? Because it's a white night. Well, if this wasn't a white night, somebody slip me a drink when it isn't a white night. Well, when it's a nice, peaceful night and everybody, nobody's shacking up and nobody's raping any children, nobody's stealing from nobody, and everybody went to bed early. Get me drunk one night so I can sleep. I don't want no drunk. I just want to sleep, for Christ's sake. Even give me some sleeping pills so I can sleep one thorough night. One thorough night, not wake up every minute and think you've been to sleep, and you look at the goddamn clock and you've been to sleep one motherfucking minute. That's terrible. Don't you agree with that? You better agree with it. I'm just teasing you. Don't give me that fudge. You all know I'm too heavy anyway. Shit. Now that fudge, what is that? What'd you say over there, Reedy? Ah, Reenie, see, I'm not so drunk I can't recognize your voice behind the back, even though it's a low whisper. I'm proud your husband's made a swift change. That's one of the things that keep me going. Is he still behaving?
Yes, thank you.
That's good. He's a fucking socialist, in other words. Well, now that's even more safe. He's a non-fucking socialist. I'm proud of him. But if he's a fucking socialist, I'd be glad. Skip your ass from left to right. He's hitting me. I better meet them. A little bit. We got 4,000. They better have that fish on there. I want my people to eat, by God. They got that 4,400 pounds of fish this time. When's that boat coming? I wonder when that boat's coming.
Won't sell it.
If I see some of these folks, you can't show I'm eating because they think I don't eat. They think I live on air. That's the damn truth. I'm in a prison. You gripe because you can't go here and there. And that's right. So I heard today that something about Ron Talley not trusting me that he could go someplace. And that's not the truth. One of the fellows I counted the most for. Some shit you said to Rob Gig. I'll tell anything I know tonight. Shift your ass backwards. And a whole bunch of shit, but I just let it pass over. What the hell did you say? To Rob Gig? Now what'd you say? Why don't you get your mouth off? You're a street man, and I could use you so much for socialism, and I love you. What the fuck do you do this shit for? You keep mouthing off. Hi, Rob, where's Rob at? At the piggery. Wouldn't he know he's at the piggery? I know, but call him and find out what it is, because I don't want to ever indict a man with shit like this, because I'm just half drunk, and I don't want to say something that I don't know what I'm talking about. Then he don't have to come back. Just ask him what the hell it was. You got a big mouth, Ron. I can't trust you fully until you get over your big mouth. When Jeff was asking you all those questions, didn't you know he was testing you when you give the answers? Didn't you think it? I'm testing you now. The old boy may be drunk, but be careful. When you reported him, didn't you have a half-assed fear that I would probably set him up to it?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't think I'd set up Rob, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, I did. You underestimate me, son, because I got to count on the best from some of you. You're a street man. Why can't you appreciate a man like me? You've been through every hell. Can't you see the honesty and integrity and the strength and the courage and the complete loyalty? Shit, you people in the streets and the jails and the gangs where loyalty was the best. Can't you recognize me?
Yes, I don't think I'm not grateful enough. If I were grateful enough, I would never question anything, and I just go along and do more than I'm doing now.
But man, your options are over. I'm telling you, the shits, if you want the paper, be sure to tell them on WSJ to send him the shit paper. They're after you, friend, and you showed high character. That's why I'm disappointed, because I expected for the best out of you when you knew Chris. And he said you didn't know there was any trouble with Chris Lewis. You must have known there was trouble with Chris Lewis when you didn't know what the trouble was. You didn't know what you were into or something like that. And I may have it slightly off, but you must have known that there was trouble. It was your car registered to you, and Chris was doing something for the cause, and it was a shootout. Fucking racist police. You must have known.
Well, I said
Maureen,
I didn't
Maureen,
know.
Where's Maureen? He had to know.
I didn't know it was
where
him.
Where are the relatives, by God? Yeah, where are they? Oh, shit, that's where the relatives are. And I know where one relative is. To my sadness, I don't take any joy in it. She's in a goddamn box. Bright mind in a fucking psychological box. Bob told me a whole bunch of shit, and I want to get the shit straight. Does his wife know? Rob, where's that pretty wife of Rob's? Huh? He must have shared some information. Why'd you do this, man? Why don't you? You must have known. You must have known that night you were in lots of trouble. Now the goddamn shit's in so much trouble you couldn't go back to the United States if you wanted to. But he said in all fairness you didn't talk like you wanted to go back to the United States. But he said you said some goddamn cutting snide shit. You made some critical remarks.
Yeah, when he said that, I said I knew that was the case, and I knew that I could not go back. At the time it happened,
that's
I did
the issue.
Not.
That's not the issue. Hell, I'd hope you'd know that, but I want to prove it to you. You're such a skeptic and cynic and paranoid. I mean, you remember the night when we had Chris, he was all shut up and we had him inside because he didn't follow instructions again. He got his ass. He'd do things like he's told. Well, yeah, if he'd done things like he told, I would have lost a son. And he was hung up there, and he'd been, I don't know, it was a hell of a mess, and you went along, you weren't even in the church. You were out there pushing things, and you were taken. You were not, whatever, you were on the habit, I guess. You were out there doing something, or trying to get off the habit, on methadone, weren't you? Yeah. But I can't imagine a man with character like that. You covered his ass. You covered all of our asses. Really his, because he wasn't following instructions. If he'd done what he's supposed to do, he wouldn't have been out there. But he was in your car license to you. And the only way they ever found out is through Tim Stone. That's why we got to remember that prick. The only way he ever knew, Tim Stone was in it. He's the only one back there knew. Mike Carmel didn't know shit about it. Only one person knew about it, Tim Stone. Now, I want to get him. So what is it, man? Somebody said you was not trusted in town, some bunch of shit.
I
I thought that, it just seemed that things are falling into a pattern. It seems like I'm trying to get out. Rob had asked me, in fact, I wrote this to you. Rob had asked me to go to the Ridge with him that time, and then I was going to go to Georgetown and didn't. I didn't know what happened there, but I felt everything was okay. But I thought it looked like I was trying to. And it just seemed like it. Situations were coming down that way, and I felt that it looked like I was trying to. And I just didn't know how to convey that I'm not trying to. I thought it looked very much like I was trying to. In some way, just try to find certain ways to get out. And
well, that's thought we must keep in mind for everybody, but I hadn't had any concerns about that. Till you plan them, you know, by your... Man, these medical people got something to explain to me, because they said you were standing there with hypochondriac galore, and I want this straightened up now, because I expect a lot out of you as a white nigger. And I didn't, you can't redeem yourself, because I don't hold things. I get them out, anything you can wipe, this fucker wouldn't wipe, they wouldn't wipe the snot off your nose. If it was just one drop, is there anything to wipe my glasses? Hey, shit. I'm sorry you people have to put up with this shit. I'm sorry. I didn't come over here to give you white knights. Hold this, mother. Yeah, it's all right. I know you'd say that. Some of you'd say it, but it's not what I wanted. Name might think I'd put people through white knights. Must not know anything about Jim Jones. God damn it. God damn you don't know anything about me. I wouldn't do this. Ain't fair to play with people like that.
Yeah, in answer to Dad's question about that, you have a preoccupation with your sideburns and you are worried about...
I told him about that, but there was some more stuff saying you're trying to get pills for pains or something. I want to find out about this. That shit to come through me. I may have it slightly... You're right, Diane. You must have drunk a lot. I'm getting now vomitous. You sure must have drank a lot in your day, my daughter. Oh, shit. What an unpleasant thing for all the drinking to come down to this. Give me a pan.
Give me a pecan.
Just in case. I usually don't vomit. I hold it pretty well, but I'm getting fucking sick now. Don't let me look at it, and it may pass. Psychologically, never look at a vomitous basin, and often it'll pass. Ain't that the list? Nothing good that doesn't have a bad ending. Except socialism.
Right.
And I mean that from the depths of my heart. That has a good ending. Whatever, the grave or wherever, it's a good ending. Because you know it's right. Sweetie Pie, would you put that down? Just,
She's short,
but you can get her. Oh, except now. You talked about Tish's paperwork, having all that paperwork, and that looked to me like you were trying to appeal to him to call. He thought that so too, because he's pretty analytical. He's got a black wife, something you don't have, son. You had a black wife, and he said you didn't want to get involved with nobody, didn't want to care for nobody. That's dangerous. Or he made the observation you didn't, or something like that. And naturally, appeal to him about Tish's paperwork, all the paperwork she required, would be appealing to him because he has to do a lot of the Tish work. Paperwork. Said that SATA is really no longer existing. All they do is set up the pavilion. Oh, man, don't make that mistake. Just the SAT that you know about isn't. I'll tell you, mighty sure that there's now a high-powered weapon on this place all the time ready. It may not be through your official structure, but don't ever make that mistake, because your dad loves you too much to put you in that kind of a mess. No. He complained about not being able to go anywhere. He didn't understand why he couldn't go. Maybe when the crisis cooled down, maybe he could go. And he said that was what was said to him, and to keep him quiet. That was what was said to him to keep him quiet. That's a reflection on me.
Dad.
He didn't say
not,
that one.
Not that it was said to keep me quiet.
What did you say? What did you say to him? You got big mouth, son. Your father deserves to trust some people. I never was so proud of you that night, because you could have brought the end of the movement on that shit. If you'd have sung that night, we'd have been in trouble, because I'd have gone to jail for Chris, in spite of him not following my instructions. And I can't help but think that you knew what that was all about, didn't he, Maureen? He must have known what it was all about.
I never told him, but He was suspicious. He asked me several times.
What was the story I gave you? I mean, I told you the full story.
That I was driving the car. I was doing something. I was driving the car.
No, disappointment. Your father's memory. But he was pretty keen. You were driving the... Well, now I thought that natural. But still, that's the character. He showed concern for his sister. But he knew it was a fucking brush with the law, didn't he?
Yes. I mean, he knew Chris had been in an accident, and... I'm sure he knew. He knew there was some things in the car.
I knew what it... I
remember your family participated, but... So, but that, anyway, okay, I still say that's... you protect your family, that's a beginning of some law. Some people won't do that.
I thought it was more... I'd never really thought it was Maureen. I was just kind of...
Well, Maureen was involved.
Okay.
Maureen was involved. Totally. She was involved totally. She was committed totally.
I understood there were more, you know, like five people in the car, and I felt that if I could take the case rather than five of our people, it would be...
Okay, and that's beautiful, but why in the hell can't you keep a lid upon you? Man, I gotta be cynical about everybody. I'd be cynical about my mother. She's dead out there. Rest her blessed body. Anybody deserved a rest, she did.
I want to say to you, Ron, you don't talk negative around me because I won't let you, and I'm surprised you're saying shit like this. When you told me you weren't going to go to Georgetown, you said, well, it's just because they took the Comedy Act out and you weren't worried about it
and
all.
And that's the fucking truth. We cut it out, and I said put it back in. I remember we had Gennaro. I didn't agree with their goddamn shit. I'm tired of them dictating this, that, and the other thing. You talk negative to you, Marlene? You must have tried it on a few and got by with it, son. Anybody you talk negative to?
He did mention something about that to me. I didn't think too much of it at the time. He said something about maybe he couldn't go into Georgetown and maybe because of his past record. And I said, well, that would be reasonable to consider.
It would in the CIA time. But I didn't consider that.
Your past record is one thing. You know, you're the one that got your past record. And for some reason, you've always kind of acted like dad or somebody holds that over you, that there's some control over you because if you go anywhere, we've got your past record to against you. You know, I kind of get that feeling from you a lot of times.
And what's that, sweetheart?
Because of his past record,
shift,
that
please.
He can't go anywhere. Even in the States, he used to say this, well, yeah, if I really go out, you know, get away or go someplace, my past record can be used against me. The police will pick me up or whatever. And he's always been real paranoid about that. Just a lot of paranoia.
I always felt that there was a lot of things I couldn't do because of my past record. I've been frustrated by that always. But I feel like here I have a new chance. I don't have a record here. I'm clean.
Go on. Keep on talking.
Go on, shit. Hell ain't nothing for me.
Right,
a vomit.
I felt that there was a lot of things I couldn't do, that I couldn't get out and do some jobs that I might have been able to do if I didn't have a record, if I was a clean citizen in the States. There was a lot of things I
hope it, next
jobs
time
I couldn't
folks,
do.
My body don't need all this shit. It really don't need all this shit. I'm telling you. Usually, let's get together so I don't have to think through everything. And I'm not mad about it because I'm really not mad about it. But I'm telling you, you people all think when you're doing some of this shit, so I don't have to think through everything. That's what's getting to me.
Yeah.
I've known we should put food with this fucking mound of liquor. Don't get drunk, honey. It ain't worth it. I knew there ain't nothing good in this universe. There ain't nothing good but socialism.
Right.
I gotta piss anyway. Just help me out here. I gotta piss so I can get back down to it.
Don't stop talking. Keep talking.
About what I was saying, I felt that there was a lot of things I couldn't do because of my past record, and it didn't seem like I could ever get it cleared up. I couldn't get it sealed, and it just seemed like there was a lot of jobs that I couldn't do. I couldn't do for the church. I always kind of had to just be sort of out of some things or out of a lot of things. I felt because of that. But I didn't feel it was Dad's fault that I had the record. I had the record before I ever met Dad. That was the only time I didn't get any record, was when I met Dad. And in fact, the only time I got off all the probations, got everything cleared up for years. But It was just a problem that I felt that there was so much I couldn't do because I had that damn record hanging over there. I couldn't get rid of it. So I just had a problem with that.
Your other sister had her hand up in regards to you talking negative.
I was going to say, when he didn't get to go to Georgetown, he had been packed up and everything, and I asked him, I thought you were going to Georgetown. He says, no, I didn't get it. I'm not going. He says, they canceled the show. They said it wouldn't be, what they'd want to see there or something. He says, I don't know if that's really what it is, but he says, I don't know if that's really the case, but that's, I'm not going, and that's all I know. Something like that. So it was kind of like a suspicious thing, like they weren't going to send him for some reason, And also, Ryan, I'd like to say, I think, like you're saying, you didn't get to do a lot of things that you wanted to do for the church, but I think one of your problems is you want to be in the limelight of doing something big and fantastic, and you don't have to be that way. It's a big ego thing that you want to do something, and right now about, if you're talking negative and shit, you've got a position on set where, people look to you or whatever. You're in a leadership position yourself now.
One of the times that you went away and came back, and Father lovingly put you in one of the most trusted positions in this temple, and that was driving Father's bus. You remember that? Do you remember driving Father's bus, bus 7? I don't understand how you can feel that this way and then still talk negative when he showed you love and trust at that time and many other times after that when we came after you. Remember? I think you got to think about that while you're saying these things.
I missed some of that, Jonathan. What did you say, Jonathan?
I was reminding him of one of the times.
In the meantime, we do have one pregnant mother that could be, Kathy, and I want to take care of her. So let me see, you should go out. Doctor, you should go out and rest. Marston, you should rest. Ava should rest. Sandy, you ought to get to rest now, just in case. But we'll manage this white night somehow. And Joyce Sharon? That's it. Dr. Shack. Because we had it last night, that miracle. The miracle that... Okay. We don't have no trouble. We don't have no trouble these goddamn white nights because we're prepared for life and we're prepared for death. If you've got anything that's really socialistic in you, you can take it or leave it. You can pick it up. You can create life. What about Mary? You've been up Mary Walker a long while, and if you feel it now, you can go. Anybody else here? We got Mom Dean's been up. Who else? Who is behind her? Who? Huh? Well, Mom, I want you to take care of yourself. You're shoot behind. Who's behind her there? Okay. Anybody these 90-year-olds?